Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, where we'll be live for our next live show on Friday, September 6th. You don't need a ticket to our live show, but you should make your reservation now for their September to Remember package. Go to GrandHotelCapeMay.com, GrandHotelCapeMay.com. It is great to be with you this afternoon. So the question, of course, of his stolen valor, and I went through this a little bit earlier with you today, big article about this, and the Minnesota National Guard confirming that, yeah, you know what, Tim Walz, his title, it's a fugazi. Not that he didn't serve, but he also quit right before his unit was going to be deployed to Iraq. So here's a little bit. This is a clip that was added now. And who's the person speaking again, Matt? If you could just remind me, I'd appreciate it.
His name is Tom Barons, I believe.
Tom Barons. Okay, so he was the guy that took over when... Tom Barons, yeah. He's the guy, retired command sergeant major, who replaced Governor Tim Walz on a deployment to Iraq. This is what he said regarding Walz and that time, which is about 2005. Take a listen.
Barron says he first contacted Walz with his concerns, sending these letters to Washington. They all went unanswered.
But then we fast forward to the election in 2018 in Minnesota, and you try at that time to get people's attention with this story and also with what seems to be a very misleading statement that he continued to make about his service.
It kind of just sat there. You know, when he was a congressman, he bragged that he was a command sergeant, retired command sergeant major. I'm the highest ranking person ever in the House, and all this lie that he was telling. The state of Minnesota came out after 2018, after this was exposed, and they said, well, he can say that he served as a command sergeant major, but he can't say he's a retired one because he's not.
And that's what he was saying.
And he was saying that, and there was lots of public, lots of cards coming in the mail, for him to be elected. They said right on there he's a retired command sergeant major, just tooting his own horn, just hanging on the coattails of people that actually are command sergeant majors that went through all the process and put all the time in.
A spokesperson for the Minnesota National Guard said Walls wasn't able to retire as a command sergeant major since he failed to complete coursework and requirements related to the rank. Verified documents show the Army corrected his service record. Walls was reduced in rank to an E-8 master sergeant after retirement and his conditional promotion. Alpha News again asked Governor Walls if he's using the command sergeant major rank on his campaign website for political gain this year. A spokesperson said this has been in the news before and pointed us to a past story where Walls said, quote, normally this type of partisan political attack only comes from one who's never worn a uniform.
It's stolen valor is really what it is. I don't know of anybody else that's done what he's done, but we called it the truth about Tim Walls.
In 2018, Barron's gave the story the full court press.
We retired command sergeant majors of the Minnesota National Guard feel it is our duty and responsibility to bring forth the truth as we know it concerning his service record. I put together information on it and I sent it out to every single radio station and newspaper and TV station I could in the state. The bottom line in all of this is gut-wrenching and sad to explain. When the nation called, he quit. You know, if he would have went to Iraq, he'd still be hiding under his desk over there. Because that's just, you know, just the cowardice that I seen portrayed with him.
So how about when he also comes out and he calls you guys 19-year-old cooks?
I'd take any 19-year-old cook before I'd go to war with him. I don't know how he could even utter such a statement. I mean, it's just absolutely sad.
So this election year, it's all built up again to Barron's new grain bin message.
He called Jacob Fry an abject failure. So I was like, you know, that's what he is.
Walls is a traitor, also made a return.
And the last one I put together, he said it himself too, as well, if they don't like my job, they can vote me out. So I wrote, we got to vote him out. We need to vote him out.
There you go. There you go. Vote him out. Vote him out. These guys are very passionate about this. And I'm telling you right now, this is not going to be something that goes away. It really isn't. It's not going to be something that goes away. It is going to be something that haunts Tim Walz, I believe, from now until the election. I don't know if they just didn't vet the guy properly or they just don't care. But, I mean, talk about giving a leg up to J.D. Vance. They actually had some idiot who was on, I don't know, MSNBC or something, who took a shot at J.D. Vance and was like, well, J.D. Vance never served. And they're like, actually, J.D. Vance was a Marine who served his country after 9/11 and was deployed overseas to combat. And they were like, oh, sorry. Sorry about that. So it was great for Vance. I mean, but I have a problem with people that do this, as I'm sure you do as well. There's a lot about Vance's record that's coming out. There's a lot about him that's coming out from people that live in Minnesota. Wall Street Journal had a great piece about this, and they kind of break down a lot of his record. Now, I've gone into some of the things with you regarding his efforts in during COVID with lockdowns. I've gone into you with Tim Walz, how he had a hotline for you to rat on his friends. We all know about how Minneapolis was burning, and Tim Walz didn't really say much. But this guy, Scott Johnson, wrote this piece in the Wall Street Journal. He's a retired Minneapolis attorney and a contributor to the site Powerline. Here's some of what he had to say about Tim Walz, knowing the guy. He said he has such a bad record as Minnesota's governor that I was astonished when he landed on Vice President Kamala Harris's vice presidential shortlist. As Minnesota's center of the American experiment has documented, under Mr. Walz, Minnesota has become a high crime state. Student achievement has tumbled as spending on schools has skyrocketed. Per capita gross domestic product has fallen below the national average. Minnesotans have joined residents of New York, California, and Illinois in fleeing their home state. Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, who was on Harris's shortlist, of course, made sense to him. Pennsylvania is a key state. Shapiro seems to be a man of substance and would give liberal Jews a reason to vote for Ms. Harris without a guilty conscience. He writes, as a Jewish supporter of Israel, I worry that Mr. Shapiro would give the animus throbbing in the heart of the Democratic Party cover, give the, you know, the anti-Semitic animus. Indeed, that animus drove a nasty intra-party campaign against him. But Tim Walz, He says, I'm a conservative Republican. I don't completely understand Democrats' ways. As an observer of Minnesota politics, however, I understand how Mr. Waltz became governor. Having served six terms in Congress from a rural district, he challenged the endorsed DFL candidate. That is the Democratic Farmer Labor Party. That's the name of that DFL. A liberal metro area state senator named Erin Murphy in the 2018 primary. Ms. Murphy was also challenged by another metro area liberal, Lori Swanson, who was then state attorney general. With Ms. Murphy and Ms. Swanson dividing the liberal urban vote, Mr. Walls and his far left running mate, former state rep Peggy Flanagan, won the primary with 41%. On taking office in 2019, Governor Walls was restrained by a one-seat Republican majority in the state Senate until COVID hit in the spring of 2020. He declared a state of emergency on March 25th, 2020, and ruled by decree for 15 months. He proclaimed the emergency on the basis of an allegedly sophisticated Minnesota model projection of the virus's course in the state. In fact, the projection reflected a weekend's work by graduate students at the University of Minnesota School of Public Health. Relying on their research, Walls presented a scenario in which an estimated 74,000 Minnesotans would perish from the virus. The following week, the Star Tribune reported that with the lockdown, Waltz ordered 50,000 people would eventually die. Maybe it would have been preferable to address the virus through democratic means, but he chose to be an absolute authoritarian. Having destroyed jobs and impended life routines, including family get-togethers and church attendance, Waltz finally lifted his one-man rule on July 1st, 2021. When the Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center stopped counting in March of 2023, the deaths of 14,870 Minnesotans were attributed to the virus. In 2020, he writes, I successfully sued the administration for excluding me from health department press briefings on COVID. During the state of emergency, protests broke out in Minneapolis on Memorial Day 2020 following the death of George Floyd. That Thursday, rioters burned Minneapolis's 3rd Precinct police station to the ground. Mr. Waltz did not deploy the National Guard until the weekend. Riots, arson, and looting throughout the Twin Cities caused about $500 million in damage. Minnesota leads the nation in COVID fraud. Under the auspices of the Feeding Our Future nonprofit, its founder, Amy Brock, allegedly recruited mostly young Somali men to seek reimbursement for millions of meals supposedly served to poor students and families. According to indictments handed up by a grand jury to U.S. Attorney Andrew Lugar, Ms. Bach and others allegedly defrauded the state and federal government of $250 million. Ms. Brock has pleaded not guilty to the fraud charges. Among the 70 defendants charged to date, 18 have pleaded guilty. In April, the first of the cases to go to trial had 7 defendants and 5 were convicted. The remaining cases have yet to be tried. In all, the Minnesota Department of Education oversaw the payout of $250 million to reimburse fictitious meals. The nature and scale of the fraud are staggering. The governor tried to blame state district court judge John Guthman, who in April 2021 handled a case regarding the department's processing of applications for reimbursements. According to Waltz, Judge Guthman ordered the state to continue payouts to the alleged perpetrators of the fraud even after the state education department discovered it. But in September of 2022, the judge authorized a news release titled, quote, Correcting Media Reports and Statement by Governor Tim Waltz Concerning Orders Issued by the Court. As the public court record and Judge Guthman's orders make plain, the judge never issued an order requiring the Minnesota Department of Education to resume food reimbursement payments to this organization. The Department of Education voluntarily resumed payments and informed the court that they resolved serious deficiencies that prompted it to suspend the payments temporarily. All of the Minnesota Department of Education food reimbursement payouts were made voluntarily without any court order whatsoever. In November 2022, Waltz was elected to a second term and the DFL won majorities in both chambers of the legislature. That's the Democrat Farmer Laborer Party. In the preceding 2 years, the state had accumulated an $18 billion budget surplus. Now, with the DFL in full control, Waltz and the legislature spent the $18 billion surplus on infrastructure, education, and other programs that will burden the state for years. They have also raised taxes. Waltz and his colleagues have backed measures establishing Minnesota as a mecca for abortion and trans refuge. The legislation prohibits enforcing out-of-state subpoenas, arrest warrants, and extradition requests for people from other states who seek treatment that is legal in Minnesota. It also bars complying with court orders issued in other states to remove children from their parents' custody for authorizing hormone treatment or surgery to alter sex characteristics. Like so many Democrats who have kept up with the demands of the progressive agenda, Waltz has grown in office. In his second term, he has been the most left-wing Minnesota governor since the socialist Floyd B. Olson, who served in the 1930s. He said, "I doubt that Mr. Waltz would be elected to Congress in his old district, which is now represented by a Republican. The idea that he can appeal to voters who don't already support Ms. Harris seems far-fetched." And remember what I played for you yesterday from Steve Kornacki? So Kornacki is a great data guy. He went through the numbers. Waltz wins in the cities, the blue cities, the twin cities. He does not win outside the cities. In other words, the whole idea that this folksy Midwestern doofus is going to start bringing over voters from rural areas because he's kind of this, you know, moderate folksy football coach every guy, it's a fugazi. That's not the case at all. What he does do is he winds up bringing the exact same lefty lunatics that would have already voted for Kamala Harris, because that's who he is. There was a time in Minnesota when they were debating a bill regarding transgender issues and everything else. And there was a provision within that bill which would have excluded pedophiles from this. Matt, I think I have essentially that clip earlier, if I'm not mistaken, that speech that was given by that state senator. I don't know if I see it on the cut sheet. Do you have that one?
I don't have it right now. Give me one second. I'll try to hunt it down.
Okay. Let me just resend it to you again if you don't have it. Here we go. All right. So this is a guy. His name is Harry Niska. There was an amendment by this guy, Harry Niska, a Republican in the state of Minnesota. And what that would have done was it would have excluded pedophiles from being protected under state law. All right. Waltz signed a law that removed the amendment, which would have excluded, and here's the language from the bill, physical or sexual attachment to children by an adult. So they had the state human rights law, and as part of the law that was written, there was this amendment. And this amendment clearly would have excluded anyone who had physical or sexual attachment to children who was an adult. In other words, a pedophile. And look, you know, there's various ranges of this. I don't think anyone here, when they're talking about children, means somebody who, you know, marries a 16-year-old or something like that. That's a separate issue that has to deal with, you know, laws regarding age and marriage and things like that. This literally was talking about children. All right. So minors, clearly adults who are attracted to them, or clearly adults who have sexual attachment to them. So this became an issue in Minnesota in the legislature. This became part of this bill. And there was language that would have explicitly excluded people that would have met the criteria of being physically or sexually attached to children who were adults. So here's Representative Niska, who was the sponsor of the amendment. Here's his speech from May 15th, 2023. And it just really goes to show you what a radical this guy Tim Waltz is. You know, for all his nonsense about being this folksy Midwestern football coach, this is a no-brainer, in my opinion. You know, you're going to sign this human rights bill and you want to protect the LGBTQ plus IA, every letter of the alphabet crowd. And then there's an amendment offered up that says we want to make sure it's very clear here. We don't want to include protections for anyone who's an adult who's sexually attracted to or attached to a child. It's kind of a no-brainer. Is it not? Here's the speech by Representative Harry Niska. Take a listen.
We heard no good reason, no good reason not to close the loophole to potentially open the door in some future case that someone could argue there's a protected class for those adults who are attracted to kids. No good reason. We did hear, and I will grant Representative Finke, we did hear good reason not to have it in the sexual orientation definition. I will grant that. I understand that argument. But we voted 126-0 to solve that problem in a different way. And there was no good reason given on this floor as to why we can't do that. What we heard, what we know, is that there are some, maybe in the administration, maybe in the other chamber, who have put ideological blinders on and are convinced or refuse to acknowledge the possibility that they're creating a problem with this bill without that protective language in the bill. But we've tried to work on maybe another solution. And again, that is, whether it's resistance in the administration or in the other body, that's something that this ruling Democrat trifecta refuses to do. It's irresponsible. It's reckless. It's dangerous for the future of Minnesota.
It doesn't make sense either. It really doesn't. It doesn't make sense why you would just not include that. I mean, unless you just want to be so radical on this because you think that it's going to, I don't know, curry favor with you, with the extreme left in your party. But it's creepy. It really is. It's just frankly creepy. And it's the kind of stuff that, as this comes out, you say, this is not a guy. I mean, the point I made yesterday on Fox News to the group was, I don't know how this guy plays in Georgia. Bill Hemmer had the electoral map up, you know, and he's going on about the different electoral maps. And the whole idea is that this is the battle for the Midwest. I said, well, first of all, I don't think he plays well with guys who are looking to keep their job, who say work in the auto industry. In Michigan, for example, he's a guy who wants to ban gas-powered vehicles. Well, that's going to result in less auto workers. So I can't imagine auto workers in Michigan are going to be happy about that. But I don't know how a guy who wanted to put, you know, who did put tampons in the boys' bathroom, Mike, I don't know how that plays in Georgia, in North Carolina. I don't see how that helps. Waltz has a lot of very radical positions. And when you look at the electoral map of his success in his own state, he did it by winning over the blue cities. He's not able to go outside of that. So this is the point that Selena Zito was making yesterday, which is, Shapiro was able to do that. Shapiro was able to go outside of just the blue areas and pick up those areas. And that's why he outperformed Biden in 2020 by 14 points. But so basically the conclusion has to be, Kamala Harris picked somebody who she ideologically felt very aligned with, who is somebody who she felt was a fellow traveler and a fellow kook. And there you go. Here's J.D. Vance talking about the kind of radical that Tim Walz is. I can't wait for this debate, by the way. I can't wait. I think J.D. Vance is going to chew this guy up and spit him out. I think all of his very lefty positions are all going to be exposed. Here's J.D. Vance, cut 8.
Thank you.
When Trump was at the NABJ conference, he was asked whether you'd be ready to assume the presidency on day one. And he responded by talking about how the vice president pick doesn't really impact the election outcome.
Sure.
Was that the response that you were hoping for from the former president?
Well, what the president has said, and I agree with him, is that most people are voting at the top of the ticket. Now, Tim Walz is a crazy radical, of course. He allowed rioters to burn down Minneapolis, but most people are going to be voting for Kamala Harris or for Donald Trump. I think it was a common sense observation. He said it before I was the pick. He said it after I was the pick, and I think he's absolutely right. Now, I will say that on the vice presidential issue, it's interesting what Tim Walz says about Kamala Harris. Tim Walz is a person, again, who promoted rioters burning down the biggest city in his state. This is a guy who wants to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. This is a guy who wants to take children away from their parents if those parents don't consent to sex changes for minors. This is a radical human being who comes from the far left wing of the Democrat Party. And what Kamala Harris is telling all of us by selecting Tim Walz is that she bends the knee to the far left of the Democrat Party. She's done it every single time in government. She's done it in who she selected as her VP nominee. And she will do it if the American people give her a promotion to President of the United States. We don't have to guess at what Kamala Harris believes. The fact that she keeps on leaning on the most far left people in the Democrat Party tells us exactly who she is and what she stands for.
Yeah, I think he's exactly right about that point. I don't think you can get away from that point about Tim Walz. But then there's another question, too, which is if the guy can't bring voters outside of just the traditionally blue areas, what the hell is the point? Now, you know, Selena Zito's point yesterday was for them, this is a base election. OK, this is a base election, but you can't just win as a base election. You need to go outside of that. He failed to act as BLM rioters burn Minneapolis in 2020. That's what a state Senate panel found. He was accused by the Republican-controlled Minnesota Senate's Joint Transportation and Judiciary and Public Safety Committee of delaying the deployment of the National Guard, failing to coordinate with local police, downplaying the possibility of riots, and allowing his adult daughter to access confidential information about law enforcement movements that put first responders at risk during the 4 days of rioting that swept through the Twin Cities in the wake of George Floyd's death. The state Senate's scathing post-mortem report released in October of 2020 determined that the governor first mobilized the Minnesota National Guard on the afternoon of Thursday, May 28th, 18 hours after Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey first pleaded for assistance and the day after the city's police chief gave Walz written notice that he needed at least 600 National Guardsmen to quell the riots. You know what comes to my mind right away? You know how the Democrats are always screaming about January 6th and how Trump did nothing and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, so within hours of people breaching the Capitol, they had it under control. Within hours, it was under control. And everybody left the building. And then later that night, they were able to go ahead and certify the results of the 2020 election. Hours. We know now that Nancy Pelosi in that audio call with her daughter, the vampiric one, said, you know, this is on us. This is on me. We know that the request for Trump offered up to 10,000 National Guard. It was denied. But either way, regardless, within hours, they had the Capitol building completely secure. Walz's governor let his cities burn for 18 hours until he finally mobilized the Minnesota National Guard. And unlike the situation on January the 6th, he was the only one who had the ability to do that. He was the only one who had the ability to do that. It was obvious to me, this is what the Senate report concluded. It was obvious to me that he froze under pressure, under a calamity, as people's properties were being burned down, said Republican State Senator Warren Limmer, suggesting that the governor's personal sympathies toward the rioters may have been why he was slow to act. When Walz did send in the guard, it was far less than what was needed and requested. The request was sent for at least 600 guardsmen at 9:11 p.m. Wednesday, May 27th. Governor Walz eventually produced 100 guardsmen for the city of Minneapolis late in the evening on Thursday, May 28th. So a full 24 hours later, instead of getting the 600 that was requested, he finally gave 100. Amid the riots, the governor's daughter appears to have tried to tip off the arsonists and looters that the National Guard was going to be slow to respond. Quote, could someone who actually has followers relay to the masses that have gotten National Guard trending that the Guard, in all caps now, will not be present tonight? She tweeted that on May 28th, 2020. The Guard cannot be sent in within minutes, she wrote in a subsequent tweet, noting that it can take time for them to deploy because they come from all over the state. To be clear, the National Guard will not be present tonight, the governor's daughter said. Just because someone asks for something doesn't mean it's happening right away or even happening at all, was another tweet she sent out, an apparent reference to local officials' requests for the National Guard. I don't know about SWAT, but what I do know is that the Guard will not be present arresting people tonight. How could she know that? How would she know that if not from her father? The state Senate committee pointed to her tweets as evidence that the governor allowed his adult daughter to access confidential information that she sent that she then disseminated to the general public and the rioters. This unnecessarily put police, Minnesota State Troopers, and the Minnesota National Guard in jeopardy. On the same night, Waltz's daughter sent out those tweets. The Minneapolis Police Department's 3rd Precinct Police Station was overrun by rioters and set ablaze. Quote, "The commitment to hold the 3rd Precinct was one I was not comfortable with," the governor said during a press conference at the time when asked about the decision to evacuate the precinct rather than counter the rioters. The investigation into Waltz's response also found that the governor never reached out to Minneapolis police to better understand the situation on the ground. And the governor was not fully using the Minnesota State Patrol or the Minnesota National Guard's aviation support to track the movement of rioters. Furthermore, the governor underestimated how hell-bent the mob was on burning down the city. The commissioner of public safety admitted it was a fair criticism to say the state failed to see the criminal activity that was rapidly escalating and failed to see it was beyond the locals' capacity to handle. They noted that Waltz's administration expressed it did not expect rioting and did not expect rioting to continue between May 26th and May 29th. So, you know, if I got to listen to the left talk about January the 6th ad infinitum until, you know, now on election day and keep warning us about another January 6th that's imminent and everything else, are we going to talk about this? Is this going to be something we actually have a conversation about, Waltz's response during all this? Because it's not just a matter of Minneapolis. You know, Minnesota's burning and the governor comes out and says some goofy things. He had direct ability as governor to call up the guard to use all the resources of the state police, and he didn't. Now, he did acknowledge on the 3rd night of rampant looting and arson that the government's response to the rioting was an abject failure that cannot happen, and said, "I simply believe that we try to do the best we can," he told reporters. That was recently, is what he said. "We try to do the best we could." Meanwhile, Harris, just days after the Minneapolis police station was lit up, asked her Twitter followers on June 1st, 2020, to assist in bailing rioters out of jail. "If you're able to, chip in now to the Minnesota Freedom Fund to help post bail for those protesting on the ground in Minnesota." The Minnesota Freedom Fund's mission statement says that group pays criminal bail and immigration bonds for those who cannot otherwise afford to, as we seek to end discrimination, coercive and oppressive jailing. The fund received more than $30 million in donations after the riots and Harris's tweet. You know how Donald Trump is always asked about pardoning the January 6th rioters? Constantly asked about that. And every time that's brought up, he brings up the fact that for the overwhelming majority of these people, they did really nothing wrong other than being inside a public building, in which case they've been charged with trespassing. I don't know how you trespass in a public building, but, you know, whatever. I mean, that's the minor thing. In this case now, you had 3 days of arson, looting, rioting for 3 days. Waltz does nothing until the 3rd day. Harris is out there urging people to give money to bail these people out. And how many of those people were actually prosecuted? How many of those people actually went to prison for what they did? And how many billions of dollars in damage were caused, and how much of that has been repaid? Kind of makes January 6th seem like, not that big of a deal in comparison, right? I mean, this is what we've always been saying about this. That you can talk about January the 6th all you want, but we don't talk about the Summer of Love. We don't talk about what happened. And that was his state. His state was ground zero for this. The fund's interim director of that fund to release all these people told McClatchy in 2021 that Harris did not personally bail out rioters. But the vice president also went on a media tour in the aftermath of the riots, voicing support for defund the police efforts and redirecting resources from law enforcement. During a June 9th, 2020 interview on a New York-based radio show, Ebro in the Morning, she said the following, quote, "This whole movement is about rightly saying we need to take a look at these budgets and figure out whether it reflects the right priorities." She was talking about defund the police. "Any progress we have gained has been because people took to the streets." Now, when we get back, there was also a time when rioters also toppled a statue of Christopher Columbus, and Waltz defended them and justified it as civil disobedience. I'll give you that as well upon my return. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Glad you're here today. Should we do the contest now, DeSantis? You want to do it now?
Yeah, we can do it now.
All right. If you are caller number 12 right now at 855-839-1210, you will win a pair of tickets to Politics and Pints with Donald Trump Jr. at the Scottish Rite Auditorium in Collingswood, New Jersey on September 12th. And Dom Giordano is hosting. Each ticket also includes a copy of Letters to Trump. Caller number 12 right now at 855-839-1210. Tickets are on sale at 1210wpht.com. And as we conclude our happy hour from our friends at the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, let me tell you about my friends at Emmons Roofing and Siding. When it comes to your home, protection and peace of mind are paramount. That's why Emmons is your go-to contractor for roofing, siding, and windows. Your home will not only look stunning from the curb, it will also be energy efficient, secure, and ready to withstand the elements. With Emmons, you know you're getting top quality materials and the finest craftsmanship in the area. So whether it's a durable, lifetime-warranted Owens Corning roof that stands up to severe weather, siding that keeps your home insulated and looking sharp, or new windows that blend functionality with style, Emmons has you covered. And because Stephanie and Matt know that times are tough for many people, they are offering all of my listeners an inflation relief discount of 10% off roofing, siding, and Anderson window replacement. Don't wait. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677 or check out their website at emmonsroofing.com. Upgrade your home with confidence today with Emmons Roofing and Siding. I told you I've been using Emmons now for 7-8 years. In fact, they're coming here on Friday to install a new door for me, a new kitchen door that's going to lead to the outside. I'm very excited for it. So trust a company that I've trusted all these years with two different homes, our old home and the home we live in now. They are the best, and they serve our entire region, including the Jersey Shore. Emmons Roofing.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month. Brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Quartery Hounds sent me this clip. I had not seen this. It was a tweet that was put out there. It's a video of the governor, Tim Walz, talking about taking on the NRA. And it's him literally saying that he went to war. He did not go to war. He did serve. I'm not taking that away from the guy, but he didn't go to war. But here in this clip, he does say he went to war. So let me play that for you. Biden was also asked if he thinks there'll be a peaceful transfer of power. And Walz also defended people that toppled the Columbus statue. And so we've got a lot to get to here. This is just a busy, busy day. It's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Congratulations to Chris from Northeast Philly. Chris won the tickets for Politics and Pints. If you want to get yours to see Donald Trump Jr. and Dom Giordano, go to 1210WPHD.com today. And get your tickets. Do it now. All right. You want to play that clip, DeSantis? This is Walz committing, admitting to, I mean, this is as stolen valor as it gets, saying that he served in war. Take a listen.
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
But he never actually was in war. So how could he have carried them in war? Is the question that I think everybody's asking. How can you carry a weapon in war if you've never served in war? You could say you carried a weapon of war in your service in the Army, but you were never in war. You would have gone to war had you not dropped out, but you didn't go. So how do you get to say that? Is the point. All right. Great. So we got that. And now, is there a clip of here's the other clip, too. So during 2020, they also toppled the statue of Christopher Columbus. Now, as an Italian, I'm offended by that. But nevertheless, the governor could have come out and said, you know, listen, we can deal with these things in an orderly process. We can have a vote on removing the statue. We can have a bill. We can have a law, blah, 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 blah. But instead, Walz condoned the protesters for toppling the statue. This is the kind of guy he is. Now, remember earlier in the show, I played you a clip of Walz saying that hate speech and misinformation should not be protected by the First Amendment. Remember that? This is what I mean about the left, right? They'll lock you up if they don't like what you say, if they deem it hateful, hurtful, whatever it is. You topple a statue, you burn down a police station. As long as your cause is just in their eyes, you get away with it. You say something they don't like, they'll lock you up. This is the hypocrisy of guys like Tim Walz. Take a listen.
It was an act of civil disobedience that we need to make sure people feel that there is a proper outlet to address what are legitimate concerns around what they view as a genocidal monument that they have to walk to in their democracy.
So first of all, I'm not going to perform for folks. I'm not going to feign sadness. I will not shed a tear over the loss of a statue that honored someone who, by of his own admission, sold 9 and 10-year-old girls into sex slavery.
That's the wacko lieutenant governor of Minnesota. So there you go. These are the people we're dealing with here. NBC's Yamiche Alcindor, the Harris-Waltz campaign, is not engaging directly on whether or not Waltz was falsifying his military record. There's audio of that, Matt, you said?
Yep, I got it if you want it.
Sure, why not?
I get the sense that the Harris campaign is ready for these attacks, but I have to tell you, Kristen, they're not engaging directly on whether or not he was falsifying his record, his military record. They are, of course, as you said, pointing out that he does have a history of service both in the National Guard, but also as a teacher, as someone who was a governor, as someone who was a congressional member. So they're sort of leaning in on the fact that he's someone who wants to serve America. And yesterday when he was in Philadelphia, he was also making that point, saying that they want this to be a people-powered campaign and a people-centered administration if they are elected to the White House. But it's very interesting to see them say, yes, he does have a sort of a long history in the military and joined at 17, has trained people who did go into combat zones, is what one source told me, but also is not engaging directly on whether or not he falsified here.
So they're not going to engage directly on this. Well, guess what? It's not going away. How did they miss that in the vetting of this guy? Or they just not care? They just don't give a damn. They just don't care about respecting service members. So, you know, I mean, the heck with them. Because this is going to be an issue. There's no doubt in my mind this is going to be an issue for them. It's going to be John Kerry and Swift Boat all over again. And it should be, by the way. It should be if he's out there telling people that he served in war and he never served in war. It 100% should be. And if the people in his own unit have all come out against the guy and said, listen, you know, when we got called up, this guy bailed. Well, then absolutely it should be an issue, 100%. And it should be an issue that everybody talks about. And you can't let the guy off the hook for it. No way. No way. One more time with J.D. Vance, because he served as a Marine in combat. And I think J.D. Vance's point on this is excellent. Cut number 7.
What really bothers me about Tim Walz, it's not even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that he was making a point about gun control. He said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq, and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I mean, absolutely. Absolutely. No doubt about it. No question. Now, Matt, did you say there was audio Biden questioning the peaceful transfer of power or something?
Yeah, this is something that just posted from CBS News a few minutes ago, if you'd like to hear it.
Ornery Hound says, Waltz is on Death Watch as VP. CNN has confirmed stolen valor. I don't know, Matt, because could they make a swap already? They haven't nominated him officially. I guess they have until the convention.
Well, I didn't think that. No, they did officially nominate him yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday afternoon, according to Politico.
They had like a call or something?
Yeah, because they still don't believe that Ohio isn't going to allow them to submit a...
Oh, yeah, I see the article
90 days out. So, yeah, he officially is the VP nominee for the Democrats.
Yeah, but what do they care? They can unofficially nominate him and officially nominate somebody else in August if they want.
They already booted Joe Biden, so...
Yeah, exactly.
The VP's small potatoes.
Right, yeah, him. I mean, that's easy. If they were able to throw Biden out, they could throw Waltz out if they have to, that's for sure. You know what I mean? Nothing.
I don't think they will, though. I
think you don't think so?
No, they're stuck with them.
Well,
they seem to have done a terrible job vetting them, though. I will say that.
Terrible. You even have an NFL star coming out and saying that this was a bad pick. Adam Thielen's wife ripping the pick is bad news. Caitlin Thielen ripped the pick on social media. The wife of NFL star Adam Thielen appeared unhappy with the pick. The article goes on to say here, Caitlin Thielen responded to the news on X by saying, oh man, bad news. He has run Minneapolis into the ground. Into the ground. Adam Thielen played for the Minnesota Vikings for 9 years. So she lived there. And there you go. So, I mean, I think it's a... Like I said yesterday, it's a disastrous pick for them. I really do. It's a disastrous pick. But here's Joe Biden questioning whether or not we're going to have a peaceful transfer of power. Is that right? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is with Robert Costa from CBS News.
Okay.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. They're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right?
Are you confident?
Wow. So Joe Biden sounding like the crazy doomsday predictor at the nursing home. Bloodbath. And look what they're doing by putting people in place to count the votes. So now we don't want the votes counted, Joe? Is that what you're saying here? Okay, let me play this clip for you. Speaking of wackos that lost their election, one of the squad members, another one went down, Cori Bush, and she's now radicalized. Radicalized by her loss. They need to be afraid. Now, explain to me how this is not the kind of rhetoric that would make people think that there could be something bad about to happen, since that's where we always go with Donald Trump. So here's whack job nut, soon-to-be former squad member Cori Bush. Remember, she's the one who wanted to defund the police, but justified having the security. And didn't she, I don't know, wasn't there something with her, like her boyfriend was like a dragon whisperer or something?
It was one of the members of her security team could create tornadoes and fire and stuff.
Imagine losing even though you got a guy who could have theoretically created a tornado to keep all the people who wanted to vote against you away from the voting booth.
She also famously claimed that she cured cancer. By laying her hands upon someone.
Yeah, laid her hands on someone and the cancer went away. And then the dragon slayer who creates tornadoes and hellscape with his eyes, it still wasn't enough for her to win. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a bad campaign right there. You can heal cancer with your own hands. You can't even win. That's amazing to me. Cut 14.
Pulling me away from my position as congresswoman. All you did was take some of the strings off.
You're meaning you were a puppet?
Let's be clear.
Is she saying let's be clear? Les, like L-E-Z?
Let's be clear. Let's talk about what it really is.
You lost.
Because see, now I don't have to worry about some strings that I have attached, as much as I love my job. But all they did was radicalize me, and so now they need to be afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. I'm going to miss her.
See, now they about to see this other Cori, this other side, because let me say this. I just grew up a whole lot more over the last few weeks. Just grew up a whole different way. And so what they are about to get, APAC, I'm coming to tear your kingdom down.
She's going after the Jews, just so you know. That's not at all crazy. And no, that's Totally normal right there. All right, coming up, let's talk about the economy. How bad would Tim Walz be for the economy? We'll ask our buddy EJ Antoni about it. What about the legal charges still facing Donald Trump? Will there be a sentencing? We'll talk about all those things going forward in our fourth and final hour. But listen, I've been telling you about one of the greatest finds of my life and Mama Zioli's life, and that's our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. Have you seen a dentist yet this year? If not, you should, because it's important to take care of your smile. But it's also important that you get the smile of your dreams, and that's what Dr. Mike does. He has been recognized among his peers as a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. Listen, dental implants are complicated stuff. Please don't go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best. The best is Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Veneria. Simply no one better. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Two locations to serve you. Send him Instant in Woodbury, right over the bridge. Just call him to schedule an appointment at 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VeneriaDental.com. Get the smile you deserve with my buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zioli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the remarkable fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The Zioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
Watery Hounds sent me this clip. I had not seen this. It was a tweet that was put out there. It's a video of the governor, Tim Walz, talking about taking on the NRA. And it's him literally saying that he went to war. He did not go to war. He did serve, not taking that away from the guy, but he didn't go to war. But here in this clip, he does say he went to war. So let me play that for you. Biden was also asked if he thinks there'll be a peaceful transfer of power. And Waltz also defended people that toppled the Columbus statue. And so we've got a lot to get to here. This is just a busy, busy day. It's the big story of the day brought to you by our buddy, Dr. Mike Vanaria of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Congratulations to Chris from Northeast Philly. Chris won the tickets for Politics and Pints. If you want to get yours to see Donald Trump Jr. and Dom Giordano, go to 1210WPHD.com today and get your tickets. Do it now. All right. You want to play that clip, DeSantis? This is Waltz committing, admitting to, I mean, this is as stolen valor as it gets, saying that he served in war. Take a listen.
Hope woke up like many of you did 5 weeks ago and said, Dad, you're the only person I know who's in elected office. You need to stop what's happening with this. I'll take my kick in the butt for the NRA. I spent 25 years in the Army and I hunt. And I gave the money back. And I'll tell you what I have been doing. I've been voting for common sense legislation that protects the Second Amendment. But we can do background checks. We can do CDC research. We can make sure we don't have reciprocal carry among states. And we can make sure that those weapons of war that I carried in war is the only place where those weapons are at.
But he never actually was in war. So how could he have carried them in war? Is the question that I think everybody's asking. How can you carry a weapon in war if you've never served in war? You could say you carried a weapon of war in your service in the Army, but you were never in war. You would have gone to war had you not dropped out, but you didn't go. So how do you get to say that? Is the point. All right. Great. So we got that. And now, is there a clip of here's the other clip, too. So during 2020, they also toppled the statue of Christopher Columbus. Now, as an Italian, I'm offended by that. But nevertheless, the governor could have come out and said, you know, listen, we can deal with these things in an orderly process. We can have a vote on removing the statue. We can have a bill. We can have a law, blah, 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 blah. But instead, Waltz condoned the protesters for toppling the statue. This is the kind of guy he is. Now, remember earlier in the show, I played you a clip of Waltz saying that hate speech and misinformation should not be protected by the First Amendment. Remember that? This is what I mean about the left, right? They'll lock you up if they don't like what you say, if they deem it hateful, hurtful, whatever it is. You topple a statue, you burn down a police station. As long as your cause is just in their eyes, you get away with it. You say something they don't like, they'll lock you up. This is the hypocrisy of guys like Tim Walz. Take a listen.
It was an act of civil disobedience that we need to make sure people feel that there is a proper outlet to address what are legitimate concerns around what they view as a genocidal monument that they have to walk to in their democracy.
So first of all, I'm not going to perform for folks. I'm not going to feign sadness. I will not shed a tear over the loss of a statue that honored someone who, by of his own admission, sold 9 and 10-year-old girls into sex slavery.
That's the wacko lieutenant governor of Minnesota. So there you go. These are the people we're dealing with here. NBC's Yamichi Alcindor, the Harris-Waltz campaign is not engaging directly on whether or not Waltz was falsifying his military record. There's audio of that, Matt, you said?
Yep, I got it if you want it.
Sure, why not?
I get the sense that the Harris campaign is ready for these attacks, but I have to tell you, Kristen, they're not engaging directly on whether or not he was falsifying his record, his military record. They are, of course, as you said, pointing out that he does have a history of service, both in the National Guard, but also as a teacher, as someone who was a governor, as someone who was a congressional member. So they're sort of leaning in on the fact that he's someone who wants to serve America. And yesterday when he was in Philadelphia, he was also making that point, saying that they want this to be a people-powered campaign. campaign and a people-centered administration if they are elected to the White House. But it's very interesting to see them say, yes, he does have a sort of a long history in the military and joined at 17, has trained people who did go into combat zones, is what one source told me, but also is not engaging directly on whether or not he falsified here.
So they're not going to engage directly on this. Well, guess what? It's not going away. How did they miss that in the vetting of this guy? Or they just not care? They just don't give a damn. They just don't care about respecting service members. So, you know, I mean, the heck with them. Because this is going to be an issue. There's no doubt in my mind this is going to be an issue for them. It's going to be John Kerry and Swift Boat all over again. And it should be, by the way. It should be if he's out there telling people that he served in war and he never served in war. It 100% should be. And if the people in his own unit have all come out against the guy and said, listen, you know, when we got called up, this guy bailed. Well, then absolutely it should be an issue, 100%. And it should be an issue that everybody talks about. And you can't let the guy off the hook for it. No way. No way. One more time with J.D. Vance, because he served as a Marine in combat, and I think J.D. Vance's point on this is excellent. Cut number 7.
What really bothers me about Tim Walz, it's not even the positions that he's taken, though certainly he has been a far-left radical. You know what really bothers me about Tim Walz as a Marine who served his country in uniform? When the United States Marine Corps, when the United States of America asked me to go to Iraq to serve my country, I did it. I did what they asked me to do, and I did it honorably, and I'm very proud of that service. When Tim Walz was asked by his country to go to Iraq, you know what he did? He dropped out of the Army and allowed his unit to go without him, a fact that he's been criticized for aggressively by a lot of the people that he served with. I think it's shameful to prepare your unit to go to Iraq, to make a promise that you're going to follow through, and then to drop out right before you actually have to go. I also think it's dishonest. Something, again, if you guys ever get an opportunity to ask Tim Walz or Kamala Harris some questions, he made this interesting comment that the Kamala Harris campaign put out there, and I bet they're regretting they put it out there now, because he said that we, and he was making a point about gun control, he said we shouldn't allow weapons that I used in war to be on America's streets. Well, I wonder, Tim Walz, when were you ever in war? What was this weapon that you carried into war, given that you abandoned your unit right before they went to Iraq, and he has not spent a day in a combat zone? What bothers me about Tim Walz is the stolen valor garbage. Do not pretend to be something that you're not. And if he wants to criticize me for getting an Ivy League education, I'm proud of the fact that my mamaw supported me, that I was able to make something of myself. I'd be ashamed if I was him and I lied about my military service like he did.
Yeah, I agree, 100%. I mean, absolutely. Absolutely, no doubt about it. No question. Now, Matt, did you say there was audio Biden questioning the peaceful transfer of power or something?
Yeah, this is something that just posted from CBS News a few minutes ago, if you'd like to hear it.
Ornery Hound says, Walz is on death watch as VP. CNN has confirmed stolen valor. I don't know, Matt, because could they make a swap already? They haven't nominated him officially. I guess they have until the convention.
Well, I didn't think that. No, they did officially nominate him yesterday.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, I think it was yesterday afternoon, according to Politico.
They had like a call or something?
Yeah, because they still don't believe that Ohio isn't going to allow them to submit a...
Oh, yeah, I see the article here.
90 days out. So, yeah, he officially is the VP nominee for the Democrats.
Yeah, but what do they care? They can unofficially nominate him and officially nominate somebody else in August if they want.
They already booted Joe Biden, so...
Yeah, exactly.
The VP's small potatoes.
Right, yeah, him. I mean, that's easy. If they were able to throw Biden out, they could throw Walz out if they have to, that's for sure. You know what I mean? Nothing.
I don't think they will, though.
You don't think so?
No, they're stuck with them.
Well,
they seem to have done a terrible job vetting him, though. I will say that.
Terrible. You even have an NFL star coming out and saying that this was a bad pick. Adam Thielen's wife ripping the pick is bad news. Caitlin Thielen ripped the pick on social media. The wife of NFL star Adam Thielen appeared unhappy with the pick. The article goes on to say here, Caitlin Thielen responded to the news on X by saying, oh man, bad news. He has run Minneapolis into the ground. Adam Thielen played for the Minnesota Vikings for 9 years. So she lived there, and there you go. So, I mean, I think it's a like I said yesterday, it's a disastrous pick for them. I really do. It's a disastrous pick. But here's Joe Biden questioning whether or not we're going to have a peaceful transfer of power. Is that right? Go ahead.
Yeah, this is with Robert Costa from CBS News.
Okay.
Are you confident that there will be a peaceful transfer of power in January 2025?
If Trump wins, no, I'm not confident at all. I mean, if Trump loses, I'm not confident at all. He means what he says. We don't take him seriously. He means it. All the stuff about if we lose, there'll be a bloodbath. It'll have to be a stolen election. Look what they're trying to do now in the local election districts where people count the votes. They're putting people in place in states that they're going to count the votes, right?
Are you confident?
Wow. So Joe Biden sounding like the crazy doomsday predictor at the nursing home, bloodbath. And look what they're doing by putting people in place to count the votes. So now we don't want the votes counted, Joe? Is that what you're saying here? Okay, let me play this clip for you. Speaking of wackos that lost their election, one of the squad members, another one went down, Cori Bush, and she's now radicalized by her loss. They need to be afraid. Now, explain to me how this is not the kind of rhetoric that would make people think that there could be something bad about to happen, since that's where we always go with Donald Trump. So here's whack job nut, soon-to-be former squad member Cori Bush. Remember, she's the one who wanted to defund the police, but justified having the security. And didn't she, I don't know, wasn't there something with her, like her boyfriend was like a dragon whisperer or something?
It was one of the members of her security team could create tornadoes and fire and stuff.
Imagine losing even though you got a guy who could have theoretically created a tornado to keep all the people who wanted to vote against you away from the voting booth.
She also famously claimed that she cured cancer. By laying her hands upon someone.
Yeah, laid her hands on someone and the cancer went away. And then the dragon slayer who creates tornadoes and hellscape with his eyes, it still wasn't enough for her to win. So, yeah, I don't know. I mean, that's a bad campaign right there. You can heal cancer with your own hands. You can't even win? That's amazing to me. Cut 14.
Pulling me away from my position as congresswoman. All you did was take some of the strings off.
You're meaning you were a puppet?
Let's be clear.
Is she saying Les, like L-E-Z?
Let's be clear. Let's talk about what it really is.
You lost.
Because see, now I don't have to worry about some strings that I have attached, and as much as I love my job. But all they did was radicalize me, and so now they need to be afraid.
Be afraid. Be very afraid. I'm going to miss her.
See, now they about to see this other Cori, this other side, because let me say this. I just grew up a whole lot more over the last few weeks. Just grew up a whole different way. And so what they are about to get, APAC, I'm coming to tear your kingdom down.
She's going after the Jews, just so you know. That's not at all crazy. And no, that's totally normal right there. All right, coming up, let's talk about the economy. How bad would Tim Walz be for the economy? We'll ask our buddy EJ Antoni about it. What about the legal charges still facing Donald Trump? Will there be a sentencing? We'll talk about all those things going forward in our fourth and final hour. But listen, I've been telling you about one of the greatest finds of my life and Mama Zioli's life, and that's our buddy Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. Have you seen a dentist yet this year? If not, you should, because it's important to take care of your smile. But it's also important that you get the smile of your dreams. And that's what Dr. Mike does. He has been recognized among his peers as a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. Listen, dental implants are complicated stuff. Please don't go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best. The best is Dr. Mike. Dr. Mike Vanaria. Simply no one better. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you. Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge. Just call him to schedule an appointment at 856-786-2020. 856-786-2020 or visit VanariaDental.com. Get the smile you deserve with my buddy, my friend, and the master of dental implants, VanariaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.